Welcome to the God's Word, My Life Sermon Recap Podcast. So this week, we talked about Psalm chapter 2. And it's a pretty intense psalm. There's a whole lot to it. It's not really a feel good. It's got some feel good elements to it, but it's really kind of an intense, heavy psalm. And if you don't know what a psalm is, it's like a poem or a song about God and his interaction with the world and life and our lives and our experiences. And it's in the Old Testament, and we read Psalm 2 a couple times and discovered that there's this contrast between the fear that we face in our lives and this fear of God. And that if we fear God, then that means that we don't need to be afraid of anything else. Because if we fear God, then we're on his side and we're putting his direction as our priority. And we're listening to what he wants us to do. And we're going in his direction. And we're submitting to his way of doing things. And when we submit to his way of doing things, it just works better. And we have his backup. We have his support. We have his resources. And when we have all that, that means that all our problems really have the big solution that we need. And it's not about you fear God and all your dreams come true. It's not a genie thing. It's just everything that happens in our lives ends up being part of the purpose, part of the goal, part of the mission. And God will see us through it and will accomplish what he needs to accomplish. And we know that God is fighting for us, and we know that he will win. We know that he has won against sin. We know that he has won against death, and we know that he will win against the world. And so when we fear God, we don't need to be afraid of anything else. But there's also this contrast that if we don't fear God, we really need to be afraid of everything, because then we're going down a path that he doesn't support, and things simply don't work well. Like when you put diesel in a gas-powered engine, it destroys it. It doesn't work. And so just going against the directions, going against God who created the world and created it to function a certain way, puts us in the problems where things are going to fall apart. And then there's also the reality that as we go against the plan of God, we may actually, in fact, run up against him, that he may actually actively oppose us. And then we're fighting against God, and you don't win that fight. You can't win that fight because he's God and he wins. And so we talked about how fearing God provides us with this support and takes away the fear of sin and death and rejection and loss and pressure and school and everything that's going on in the world today, that we don't need to be afraid of those things when we fear God. And so we talked about it and said it's a lot like being the third pig in the story of the three pigs, where you're in the brick house, the big bad wolf comes along and he can't get you. He can't get you. He can't hit you where it really counts. You may not be able to go outside for a little while because he's out there, but he can't get you where it counts. And so you don't really need to be afraid. And so what we need to do is we need to align ourselves with Jesus. We need to seek his resources and be brave when we face challenges and face circumstances in our lives. And that ends up having a change in us. And so that's what we talked about. And I'm here with Pastor Brad today, and I want to ask him a couple questions. What stood out to you most about this message, Brad?
Yeah, well, reading through the psalm again and listening to the sermon again, verse 6 stood out to me the most in Psalm 2. It says, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain." Mm. And I love how God is so definitive. I have installed. It's not I will. It's not I might. It's, you know, maybe someday I will if I feel up to it. And it's I have. Yeah. And so it's done. And so are there things out there that are scary and make us afraid? Sure. Okay. Like the bad wolf and the brick house and all that, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay. But the point is that Jesus is enthroned. God is enthroned in heaven, And so because we know that, we don't need to be afraid of all these things that are outside of us, whether it's death or COVID or whatever it is, right? Like,
are you saying enthroned or enthroned?
Enthroned. E-N.
So the E-N. Okay, yeah. So he's on... It's a very confusing word for it to be just... It sounds very similar because one is you're put on the throne and the other one is you're not put on the throne, but it's almost exactly the same word. So, okay, so enthroned. Okay, yeah. Enthroned. Keep going.
Yeah, so Jesus is on the throne.
Okay.
God rules, right?
Right.
And so we, as followers of Christ, we reign victorious with him.
Mm.
And so we have that safety and we have that security through him. So therefore, we don't need to be afraid of anything else, right? Now, yeah. and like you're saying, there's that contrast. We have to fear God.
Mm-hmm.
But in fearing God, we're also behind him. He is our defender. He is our shield.
Mm-hmm.
He is our brick house against the big bad wolf.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that has stood out to me about the content of this message is both the reality of how we face all the struggles in our lives, whether that's money or family or just any kind of crisis situation that we deal with, remembering that he's there and that if you're following him and you've got that fear of God, then you don't really need to be afraid of all those details because he provides and he'll get you through it. And even when bad stuff is in fact happening, like, he's going to use that for good. Like, the story of Joseph, like, well, that's how you can dig deeper in this. I mean, look at the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Horrible things happened to this guy. And it's not just like, well, his perspective on it was, it seemed bad, but it was actually, no, it was really bad stuff. He was beaten up. He was thrown into a well. I think he was beaten up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he has been.
Like, knocked him out.
Right? They threw him in a well. They sold him into slavery. He was a slave. Then he got wrongfully accused. Then he was in prison. And then he got left in prison. And he was spent years away from his family. And it turns out that he went through all that bad stuff so that God could accomplish something good in him. And him and his family ended up in this situation that was remarkable and good, and he saved the entire known world. And that's because he feared God. God was able to do that in and through him. And they were bad things. Bad things were happening to him. But God used it for good. And again, that's one of those reasons why we don't need to be afraid of anything else. And so it really, it's something, a lesson for me in being a dad and owning my first house and trying to navigate being a lead pastor in my first church I've been a lead pastor of, and all these new stresses and all these things, is remembering God's really got it. This isn't ultimately on me, and everything else in the world that's coming at me can't beat God. God will accomplish what he wants to accomplish regardless of what anyone says. What happens, he will accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Brett, what can you, you got any suggestions on how we can dig deeper into this that really bring this to life for us?
Well, yeah, it made me think of Psalm 23. And in there it says that the Lord is my shepherd and that I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so going along with this theme of fear, again, we're reminded in that psalm that the shepherd is with us, that he is protecting us, guiding us, restoring us. And even though we walk through the valley of shadow of the death, he is there with us. And so I find it interesting because oftentimes you hear this psalm read at a funeral when someone's already passed. But the thing is, we're walking through the valley of the shadow of death every day, right? So knowing that, we can take comfort in the fact that the shepherd is with us now, not at the end of life when this is all over, but he's with us now as we're walking through life. And so we don't need to fear anything else but God.
Yeah. For me, I suggest you read Romans chapter 8. Romans is a book written by the Apostle Paul, and he was writing to the Roman people, or the church that was in Rome. And in chapter 8, there's tons of stuff, tons of fun stuff in that chapter. But near the end of it, he goes on this little bit of a rant about how unstoppable God is and how unstoppable his love is for us. And he says, you know what, it doesn't matter what it is, whether height or depth or angels or demons or whatever it is, life or death, there is nothing that's going to stop God from loving you. There's nothing that's going to separate you from the love of God. He's there. He's fighting for you. And it doesn't matter what opposition comes, he is fighting for you and he loves you. And it is this wonderful reminder to me, and been one of these guides throughout my life, about how I shouldn't, I can't allow fear to take over, because what counts is God fighting for me and God loving me, and nothing's going to stop that. And if I've got that, then I can handle anything, I can go through anything, and we can survive this whole process, and God is on my side. So definitely read Psalm 23 and Romans chapter 8. Now, Brad, how is this message challenge you?
Right. So I would say it's reminded me of something that took place a number of years ago. I couldn't tell you exactly when it happened, but when I was younger, I was very much afraid of death. I'd have like terrors in the night about death and just be anxious all the time about it. But I kind of came to a place of peace and just resolve about death and just not being afraid of it and being okay with that, understanding that that's inevitable and that even though it happens, God is with me and I have that hope and that security in Him in the future. But at the same time, I know that there are still things that we struggle with today and other anxieties that we might struggle with today. And there are certain things that I go, yeah, like sometimes fear of that has maybe crippled me or has interfered, made it challenging or difficult to be more effective or to be more at peace. And so it's just reminded me and it's challenged me to go, you know, like I still don't need to be afraid of those other things either. I can still be brave. Mm-hmm. I can still trust God in those circumstances that are difficult and not be afraid of negative outcomes or of what other people might think or financial issues or anything like that. I don't need to be afraid of any of those things, because the only thing worth fearing is God.
Hmm. And for me, I mean, this is really spoken to me about just going through the challenges of my life and dealing with all the pressures and stresses of life and being an adult and having kids and just navigating things, right? But it's also spoken to me about this pandemic, where I think God gave us brains and he wants us to be smart, and he doesn't say, fear me and then go put your hand on a stove, right? He doesn't want us to be foolish. He doesn't want us to make dumb decisions or throw caution to the wind. But he also doesn't want us to be terrified. He doesn't want us to be paralyzed. He doesn't want us to be trapped by anything that's going on in our lives. And he wants us to be smart about it, and he wants us to follow him in everything that we're doing. But in that whole process, we need to make sure that we're not being so scared of everything else that's the thing that determines who we are and how we function. We need to fear God and then be aware of and be smart about everything else. We don't need to be afraid of everything else. And whether that's the virus, or whether that's the vaccine, or whatever, or it's the politicians, or if it's the media, whatever it is that is just kind of paralyzing or crippling or you're just terrified of, and for me, in being in the middle of this with everybody else, I found that I need to remember that I need to be smart, I need to be aware, but I don't need to be afraid. That I can't be a person of fear, I need to be a person of hope, and I need to be a person of that is courageous in the middle of the problems, in the middle of the threat. And again, I'm not saying that not being afraid means you do something stupid or you throw caution to the wind. What I'm saying is that fear is not what God intended for us, regardless of the problem that we face. And this pandemic is the same. Be smart. Yeah, be smart about it. Be aware. But fearing God means you don't need to be afraid of anything else. Thanks for joining us today. You can find more information about the Amherst Wesleyan Church at www.amherstwesleyan.com.